Tuesday, September the 21st, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, Canada votes for more of the same, and Evergrande spooks stocks. First, the world in brief. Early projections from Canada's parliamentary election indicate that Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's Liberal Party should win a plurality of seats but fall short of a majority. The result may look awfully similar to the minority government Mr. Trudeau was leading when he called this snap election, 2 years ahead of schedule. Some voters considered that unnecessary, the more so during a pandemic. Stocks took their worst tumble since May, the S&P 500 shedding 1.7% on Monday and the Nasdaq 2.2%, following sell-offs in Asia and Europe. Some investors are worrying that a liquidity crisis at Evergrande, a Chinese property developer with debts of around $300 billion, could prove contagious. Others are watching the Fed's ruminations and the market's historically high valuations. The Biden administration said it will seek to admit up to 125,000 refugees next fiscal year, which starts in October. That is double the current cap, though fewer than 8,000 have actually been accepted this fiscal year, the fewest in decades. America also plans to welcome about 95,000 Afghans fleeing the Taliban, who will not count towards the refugee ceiling. Pfizer and BioNTech said that their COVID-19 vaccine is safe and effective for children aged 5 to 11. Results from their combined phase 2 and 3 trial showed that a second dose triggered, quote, robust levels of antibodies in children, similar to those seen in people aged 16 to 25. The vaccine maker hopes to pursue emergency authorization for jabs for this age group in America soon. The White House's COVID-19 coordinator said vaccinated travelers from Europe, Britain, China, and elsewhere will be allowed to enter America beginning in November, ending various bans implemented at the start of the pandemic. The EU and Britain have been frustrated after they opened to vaccinated Americans months ago. Passengers will have to test negative for COVID-19 within 3 days of arrival. Paul Rusesabagina, who saved over 1,000 lives in the Rwandan genocide and inspired the film Hotel Rwanda, was sentenced to 25 years in prison on terrorism charges. Prosecutors alleged that he directed a rebel group to attack people in 2018 and 2019. But Mr. Rusesabagina's supporters described his trial as a sham, punishment for his criticism of Paul Kagame, Rwanda's president. Coinbase, a cryptocurrency exchange, abandoned plans to offer a lending product after America's Securities and Exchange Commission threatened legal action to stop it. The firm wanted to let users earn a 4% yield on their holdings of a cryptocurrency pegged to the dollar. But regulators, eager to strengthen oversight of the cryptoverse, said the product should be registered as a security. And fact of the day, 860,000, the number of lives the COVID-19 pandemic has claimed in America, according to The Economist's estimate of excess deaths.